Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning. Here in the Ozarks, it's what Winnie the Pooh would have called a blustery day. Bless the Lord. And amazing, folks. I hardly can imagine it. I just got home from the National Religious Broadcasters, and then after that, I went to Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, we had our last prayer there on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I'll be in Israel. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my goodness. How time is flying. Of course, our upcoming trip to Israel. We're going to do something, and we'll let you know more about it. I'm taking with me Onesimus, one of the men who helps us so much with all of our videos and television and everything. And he's going with us, and we're going to be doing some live uploads from Israel because he's there and he has the expertise to do it. So we'll let you know how to get that, how to hear them. I think it might be on YouTube. I'm not really sure, but I'll have more details of that later. As I said, I was in Atlanta, and I know the enemy. I know this through more than one prophet I trust. The enemy is targeting our cities, and I want us to target some cities, and we're going to start off today with Atlanta. So what will we pray? I don't know. I'm going to ask the Lord to help us. But for one thing, we're going to pray for the church in the cities to know who they are and to take their authority. I left the challenge with the church. Brother Carrick Butler, the Second Faith Church in Atlanta, a good church if you're looking for a church there. They teach the word of faith. They believe God. You're going to be positively, and they love each other. It's a very loving congregation. But we're going to be focusing on the churches in these cities, that they will rise up to know who they are and take their authority. And, of course, I think I've told you that I suspect the enemy who travels in packs and moves in packs, I really suspect him to be behind these things that have happened in our airports and near collisions and collisions. And I've left that church and the people who came to that meeting with the challenge of sitting in their seats of authority so that nothing happens, and that is the largest traffic airport in America, in the United States. I think they told me every 30 seconds a plane is taking off or landing. So bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Atlanta. We focus on that city, these powerful WWPs. Why are they powerful? Because you have granted them power in their prayers. And we lift up Atlanta. We lift up the body of Christ in Atlanta in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they'll know who they are and be who they are in the name above all names. Hallelujah. Well, as a matter of housekeeping, I will not be out at Prayer Mountain today. There will be prayer out there at noon. Brenda will be there. And at 12:15, right on the dot, that's 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are, 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are, we will have our Wednesday Moed prayer. Better find out if Brother Max is on the line. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Max. What kind of a day do you have there in Minneapolis?
Oh, we have about 5 inches of snow overnight and still snowing here.
Oh, I know, it's beautiful.
Supposed to clear up here, clearing up the roads this morning. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's not that cold. And that's when we get snow, mostly when it's not really that cold here. So,
like you said, the temperature is?
I would say 28, 27 this morning.
To us here, that's cold, bless the Lord.
Yeah, I went up to like 40, 44, 43 yesterday.
Oh,
supposed to warm up.
Heat
it'll melt. Yeah,
it'll melt.
Praise the Lord.
Well, yeah. Bless the Lord, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. And of course, are you still? You have how many going to Jordan?
Right now, there is 10 of us going to Jordan.
10 going to Jordan after our trip. Are some of them coming over from our trip to Israel?
Yeah, so far there is one lady, Lisa.
One lady is coming over from there.
Yeah.
And then the others have signed up with you. So I will be going into Jordan. We haven't exactly figured out exactly which day, but I'm going to go a couple of days into Jordan and see Brother Max's place. That's what I'm really excited about seeing, is your place, Brother Max.
Yes,
even as much as the touring part, I want to kind of see what that's like there. Bless the Lord. So I can picture it when you're there.
Yes. Amen. And we're going to do a prayer call from Jordan.
We're going to do a prayer call from Jordan.
The second
that will
April.
Be. That will be my very first prayer call from, well, it's my first trip into Jordan. And it will be my first prayer call from Jordan. Oh, my goodness. Well, folks, I learned something just yesterday and today about the importance of this prayer call. The Lord has said to us, don't leave this prayer call. Be here. And all the saints in prayer, of course, that's what he calls you. I went to Atlanta. I was so pleased to see the WWPs, all of you folks who were there from Atlanta, and I was led of the Lord just to touch them. So I called them all up and just touched them, held their hands, and just touched them in the physical, because we are so close and work so together in the spirit. Now, I got a text from Corinne Cardoza. Corinne is a pastor in California, and I've been very close to her for years, and she's actually keeping track for me how many times each scripture has been referred to. Now, Corinne texted me that she had heard from a lady, a WWP, who had made contact with her at Autumn Assembly. They came to know each other from North Carolina. And our WWP lady from North Carolina noticed that on November 22nd, 2023, the Lord had said to us, and they are with me now, underlined, you are free today through me. Both the lady from North Carolina and Corinne had written a note. I write notes beside these words. For whatever I think it might mean, you know. Both had written a note. Could this be referring to the hostages? Now, of course, we had the sad news that the Bibas children, the little brothers, and their mother, their bodies have been returned to Israel. And, of course, Israel, who is so good with forensics, studied those little bodies. And the forensics show that the Bibas brothers were strangled. Somebody put their hands around their throats and choked them to death in November 2023. That was after they had been taken hostage in October 2023. So on November 22nd, 2023 a.m., the Lord said, and they are with me now. So I believe he could have been talking about those sweet little boys, and I know that they are running through heaven with the Lord. Bless the Lord. But I look back to November 8. I look back to November 2023. I got my book out, and oh, my goodness, folks, you should do it. If you have a record of this call, go back to November and see all the things the Lord told us, which means that's what we prayed. I look back to November 8. It was all about vengeance. And the Lord, here's one of the statements of the Lord. For you, Israel and church, it will come to an end for them. I am. And he gave us Ezekiel 25:17. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes, and they will know that I am Jehovah when I lay my vengeance on them. Here's another statement from the Lord. I shall cut them off, not to the fenced city. Take it back, Benjamin, Israel. I am with you. The church is praying. Oh, Jesus. You told Israel and Benjamin, the church is praying. Now, just after he said, I shall cut them off, not to the fenced city. Take it back, Benjamin, Israel. I am with you. The church is praying. He gave us 2 Kings 18:8. He smote the Philistines even unto Gaza and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. So accurate. There were other references to Gaza. And he gave us Genesis 6:11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. That word, violence, is the Hebrew word Hamas. And he gave us Genesis 6:13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence. And that word in the Hebrew is Hamas. I will destroy them. November 22nd, they will be dust. You are to continue striking them. And he gave us Numbers 25:17. Harass the Midianites and strike them down. I'm going to go back between calls, and I'm going to go back and read all what God said to me. Not to me, well, to us. Well, actually what he prayed through us. Remembering this is what he prayed through us. So, so accurate. And we know, hallelujah. I do believe the ladies are right. I do believe our WFP from North Carolina. I do believe Corinne Cardoso is right. He's talking about those little Bebus brothers. They're with me now. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, use us today as you used us in November. Use us today as we yield our lips of clay, our hearts, our spirits unto you. May they be absolutely connected to you. And Father, in this prayer, which you want to, any way you want to use, we would be pleased if you would also use us to pray for our cities. In the name, Oh, Father, misto pratia fangola goho jekte. Gabida gahala mana kohoro kombehi fraktiote de gahashai. Isato do gohore kombrete fraktiano no kopre. Kabila halakai. Kabika kokopanga. Mando do goprehete fra. Oh, shatiato kope velatai. Oh, Father, mitopra frenge, mikolo kopa. Y yo de cubrito fractal, cubrete a la condesco, todo lo compaca la quilla, hasta de gole quebre el braco oñete. Y ya todo gojo shenja de gojo copiña, y calaca a fraco de gojo shenja de gojo recapitio, menio no lo cubrica ta fraca de cubre que iñele batushka de la copa catacania. O si brato frete macora, mingolo cubre capiño. Y yo ando rogo, pray, 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 pray. O pasho telemaco. Pedro do Hushua, a shantorogo toshkiti prokatafra. Y yo todo gojo shengeli gondohre capati a no corocatisco. Y yo todo gojo shangeli go prakti prakanya ni corocatoshka. Y calhalai a corocantiana no non jerebo do shetie. Y caprako do gojo le cambacalo corocantino no corocopitia. Emeni qua, emeni qua, emeni qua. Jirigodoro godole cambra kahalaila. Mashkotonye, mashkotonye, mashkotonye mia. Egili kapai, stontio no kohoro kotoshka, kevili donio no kohoro kapa, nene kohoro kope, beletanya naka, lahalaila halo, ishandeleki, balatora mana, anya no kohoro kafida do, baladaya no kohoro kopari katade di antota. E gele macua a diano coro capacci che vado gombra fra cadaglia no mangoro godo e gegliano no copi che te gboa olessata 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 uscete de goho sciacchia to goho scia che fraco doho le conga de goho sciacchia to goho sciacchia ta ca fraco doho le che bere cahala caiana caha Engeli godoro godoshka to kombre, ishkato, ishkato, ishkato. Kafika de gohle kamba, ale kombre vredishkwa, tjana koroko de le kombraktya. Mishtion to, ele kofraktya andoro godoshke. Amina kweha frange, ne koroko de le kompaya, ne koroko ntiekte. Ishato kope, ishato to kopa, ala kainkara godo ijendia tora. Kavrigada lego onye ne kwa, ashotoro kohoro kambido go gabilakai, akala kangyana go die. Idi go hoje, eshuto do goshwa. Moshkataya, moshkataya, moshkataya. Kavrigada go hole kambi, ala kombre kate kapa, ala kombre di shwa, manyo no kohoro kodanye. Oh, sabra kahai, atoro go braki fatyando. I jondo le kohoro ko bebe le danye le kohoro ko doshka ta braka ta gombrangye. I stiom ne kwa halika venye ni mekara manu kora maniya le le gomba jane kora le ko le gombara gandiyana kora kandiyana koriyana na nonye ni ko doshke lewa chokya. Hallelujah. Mashkoto kohora ta. Kashkoto terego hushka pangoro godo hushka pangoro godo hushka pande di kotoro go onjero godoshka. Milito hushwa takra. Kevele do hushwa tiando to kohje gyakto. Kofeketo ko kukupa. Kodi kapahala kaya na kohoro kopa. Oje ti kupa. Moshke, moshke, moshke. Billy do twa, shatter the goho sheng, and a coro cotolo co pay, Billy atony, and a coro balakaya na kahalai. He shatter the goho shakya. Magoro godo is shengen, a godoho shakya, to goho shakya. Kefrakotoro goho palakakaya na kohoro con papa. He shatter the goho shakya de kahatai. Appalakonga, appalakonga. Itara kohore kete preke shotoro kotashka ta preka togo tofra. Ishantoro kohore kapa. Ine koto togo ose kete kohore kapa kala kongiri kapai. Pe poro kotoshka panga na koto ose kya kto pata koke le kapa kala ka. E mano no haria pa ya tora pala mankali tolang kalai. Isha totora fa kalambara kaliando la kalai. Ika la ganga la kataya na kongonga la kaya. Isha toto, isha toto. Tefra koke, macho toke. Peshki gabra kafenya to. Maskete prefato to do go pay. Ishite kahai. Father, my God, Eli, Eli, Eli. Koshando kohoro kopanga. Vele dubra, kole kapitio. Mashkora dinya. Mashkora dinya fekele otopra. No, ichato. Ichato kambediato. Agavale hoshante, emina kakakalanyo, abala sontolo kompenye. Pafragadinyo. Agiloga, mangolo hodimba, shontele kobravra gadonye nekwa. Eje de kobra kataye ne kohoro kopanye ne kohoro kapitio. Kavra kation de le godoshka. Ale gavra konye nekwa. Gabitonia vea. Megondia. Vrago le gabidisho no le kohora kapayo, tanyo no korokai, afrahanierto no kobre kitika. Afrakanierto kohora kai. Osta parata da hashandi. Isto toke do popa. Oh, tadarabah. Shetu do goho shenke de goho chape. Kifrika de goho la kakakaya. Pedikanga anya ne goho do kodoshka de brakatai. Kofrika de goho leke. Kafrika de goho le anya ne goho rakai. Pakko te peli. Ejantoro mai. No mangola pitya. No. Agala be. Efronche mangolo chende le goholo koto dogo cha. Mandolo hota taka hai. Pitio. Pitio mia. Agala frete. Agala frete. Kwe pek ya to kofra. Kwe peki kapanya na kohosha ya. Vre bratiano, kavitenyo no koko, abilate. Kapato, kapotya na kapito. Ashendia hato, yene koho pra. Ébélie-toi, mot-toi, mot-toi, mot-toi. Ma corde go de rochen, gère go de rochen, tata. Ma tora, ma tora, ma kaka. Y fra que de rochen, gère me kofla. Ma en suanda, kofla, tia de kofpapa. Esh go tora, peki hilai. Kome go donye ni ko halaka ya na ka halaka ka. Ege le go hali ante le go hoshende le go doho shatu. Ege vada to. Ega kata to kohora ka paini ka na go doshu ka tabbe ka te ka fa. Eshe di kohora kondye ni kohora ka daya to kohora ka palla tanya. E geva la gombri caraca, o se de cotaca, abri cata con giandre de godosca d'abri cata capracchia la codofiscetia. E se de gombre e fracchia, mangoro goho le quebra, e cano cora chi d'avra mania ne cohoro coda le campai, a cano cora cadica, cahalaila, angolo goda de gabara caniana gondiana ne nombri cafraca de caldadia ne gondiatoro godosca. Ishantoro kohore ke bella kaya no kongala ka brakore manyang do go dolske de prakara kandiaka. Mesto do kobre vreta nyo no kohola ka bapi. Kobre go doho shele panyo no kohoro ko brandye ne kohoro ko dashka. Ke bella donye ne kohora ka daya no kohoro ko dolske tanye ne kohoro da bika na kodolo ko pa. I vili do giovandia e veradusqua asciando rogodori a pacca ragadania ne corogodobri che te caprangia ne condosche de bracataia. Che vele hedo prahalakaia ne corogodonia ne qua lia un dorogodoi scenghe ne condosca. Ige la gabre, ili gabro che caprangia non cobre che de galacang ragadania ne corogodua. Ishano no nombre, Ishano no nombre, Keleko balvalio nombre, Kifra koche, Tiana koche. Abragundo brakwa, Ashandoro kohra kopenye, Ekala kambrangya brakyoto dogo nchegye. Mashko dobre, mashko dobre, mashko dobre. Ife halai, ife lahai, Pakoro kodonche. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, I am impressed in my spirit, while all of us are on this line and we still have the attention before the scriptures have been given and the interpretation. Father, we come out as a man, as a WWP warrior against the enemy of God and man, and against the enemy of the United States of America and Donald John Trump, our president. In the name above all names, we take our corporate authority and we say to you, Satan and your imps, down to the lowest level devil, princes of the power of the air, down to the lowest level devil, we plead, apply, and stand upon the word of God and its promises concerning the blood, the shed blood of Jesus of Nazareth that was shed, Father, for protection from the evil one. And we do plead and apply that blood to President Donald John Trump, his family, Vice President Vance, their families, our members of Congress and our cabinet, but especially against the demonic plot to take down our president in his airplane. We plead the blood of Jesus over Air Force One. We plead the blood of Jesus over every pathway that the plane takes, every car that the president rides in. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus. We do take authority over the demonic plots that have been showing up at our airports. We do take, even as the enemy of God was taken out by Israel, the leaders of Hamas, they had a picture of each of them, and they took them out, and leaders of Hezbollah, we do take out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by rendering immobile and paralyzed the demon spirits in charge of the plot to take down President Donald John Trump, even by the nations and using the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we use our corporate authority and do thank you for the protection of our president and our leaders that you have set in office. In the name, above every name, amen and amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name, both now and evermore. Oh, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Don't you praise the Lord for all these avenues of prayer, for tongues and interpretation, for the avenue of corporate using our authority. I'm just so thankful. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Brother Max? Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The first statement is underlined. And read like this. I have the last say.
Oh, praise your name.
I have the last say, evil doesn't win the day. That's the statement. I have the last say, evil doesn't win the day.
The day or today?
The day. Mm-hmm. Has the last say, evil doesn't win the day.
Hallelujah, okay. What a statement. Mm.
Next scripture here is Psalm 118, verse 24. Another psalm here, Psalm 42, verse 5. Psalm 42:5. Next statement, it's here, a little long, and read like this. The best to be uplift in your spirit. The best is to be uplift in your spirit.
The best is to be, and what's the next word?
Uplift. UPLIFT.
UPLIFT. Uplift, okay.
Yeah. Uplift in your spirit.
Uplift in your spirit.
And to remind you to rejoice and to remind you to rejoice in me always. And that's the statement. The best to be uplift in your spirit and to remind you to rejoice in me always. Next statement. Because of the news, you may have been tempted.
You may have been
tempted. T-E-M-P-T-E-D.
Okay.
Tempted.
Tempted.
Because of the news, you may have been tempted to doubt. Okay, now this part is underlined. The rest of it is underlined. So the first part, which is the beginning of it, because of the news, you may have been tempted to doubt. Now this part is underlined. Remember that in this prayer, with you all, I am the one who shake you up, not to let your faith waver. Yeah, that's waver. W-A-I-V-E-R. Okay, I'll read it again. Remember that in this prayer with you all, I am the one who shake you up.
Who shake you up?
Uh-huh. Who shake you up. Not to let your faith waver. So this statement is all underlined. Remember that in this prayer with you all, I am the one who shake you up, not to let your faith waver. So, you know, this is all one statement. Start with, because of the news, you may have been tempted to doubt. Now, the underlying part, remember that in this prayer with you all, I am the one who shake you up, not to let your faith waver. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Psalm 23. I believe it's the whole Psalm. Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm.
Next scripture here is 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Jeremiah 29:11. We all know this one. Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next statement. This is written to the nations with an S. This is written to the nations. And you, church. This is written to the nations and you, church. That you have a mighty God.
Mm.
That you have a mighty God in this present moment, in this present moment, present, moment, that sees you.
That what? The next word?
Sees you, S-E-E-S.
Okay.
That sees you and knows what's on the other side. That's a statement. I'll read it again. This is written to the nations and you, church, that you have a mighty God in this present moment that sees you and knows you, I'm sorry, and knows what's on the other side. Okay. I believe you got it, Miss Billy. You got this
yes,
one, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next scripture here is Matthew 6, verses 25 through 33. Matthew 6, verses 25 through 33. Philippians 4, 8. Philippians 4, 8. Isaiah 26, 3. Isaiah 26, 3. Okay, this statement is underlined. Next statement is underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. Get into a positive mindset. Yeah. Get into a positive mindset by giving God thanks. By giving God thanks and praise. And praise. You have specific way. In this prayer, you have a specific way in this prayer with my prophet and friend. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. Get into a positive mindset by giving God thanks. And praise. You have a specific way in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Wow. Hallelujah. Okay. Next, we have scriptures here, four of them. Okay. Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 3, 6. Proverbs 3, 6. Luke 12, 25. Luke 12, 25. Psalm 104, Psalm 103, 11, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 3, 6. Luke 12, 25. Next statement. My words to help you through your... Okay. So it's two parts, underlined and not underlined. So I'm reading from the beginning. Well, start with non-underlined. It's not underlined here. My words to help you through your is not underlined. Now, the rest of it, daily, this is underlined here. Daily trials. And... Oh, tribulations, daily trials and tribulations. To emphasize that I am with you. To emphasize that I am with you. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll make it more clearer. So, non-underlined. My words to help you through your... it's not underlined. The rest of it is underlined. Daily trials and tribulations. to emphasize that I am with you. Praise God. All right. Next scripture is Matthew 7:11. Matthew 7:11. This statement here is underlined. Focus on positive thinking. Focus on positive thinking to remain, centered. Yeah, centered. Focus on positive thinking to remain centered on my words, and thinking that will lift you up this morning. Okay, I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. Focus on positive thinking to remain centered on my words and thinking that will lift you up this morning. It's very simple, but I can't read it better than this at this moment, so praise the Lord. Did I say it's underlined? If I didn't, it's
yes,
all underlined.
Yes, you did.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Next scripture, Mark 11:24. I love Mark 11:24. Okay, James 1. There's a dot here. Yeah, it's one. James 1:2-3. Next statement, the time to believe in a higher power. The time to believe in a higher power and divine being, B-E-I-N-G, divine being, it is the trust. And the confidence in the one who has spiritual foundation. In the one who has spiritual foundation and believe in my words with an S and promise. Okay, I'll read it again. The time to believe in a higher power and divine being, it is the trust and the confidence in the one who has spiritual foundation and believe in my words and promise.
Okay, let me read this back to you.
Okay.
The time to believe in a higher power and divine being, it is the trust and the confidence in the one who has spiritual foundation and believe in my words and promise.
That is correct. Praise the Lord. Okay, Hebrew 10:23, 2-3. Second Corinthians 1:20. Numbers 23:19. Okay, next statement is underlined. And start like this. So, cut off So cut off all your flesh. Look to my spirit. So cut off your flesh. Look to my spirit. I am the God of all grace who called you. Wow, that's a statement, and it's all underlined. So cut off all your flesh. Look to my spirit. I am the God of all grace who called you. Okay. Then he gave us Genesis 9:13-13. Genesis, the book of Genesis 9:13. 1 John 3:2-3. 1 John 3:2-3. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Underlined, I have the last say. Evil doesn't win the day. Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I want to draw your attention that this is the psalm that Jesus sang when it says, after the Seder meal in the Gospels, they sang a song and then they went out. This is the one they sang. How do we know? This is the one they always sang at Passover time. And so it was prophetic for years, and then he fulfilled it. Now, this is not meaning this is the day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that the Lord has made. It became a brand new day. Jesus was going to the cross. It looked like evil had won, but it did not win. I'm sure those disciples, until he appeared to them that day in the upper room, Sunday evening, after he had arisen from the dead and he appeared to them, until that, from the cross until that time, it looked to them like evil had won, but evil had not won. For the Lord established a new day. It doesn't mean we sing it, this is the day the Lord has made, and you can kind of take joy from that. But that is not the meaning of it. The meaning of it is a new day came into being. Things changed and were a new day when the Lord went to the cross, paid for our sins, and then rose, resurrected from the dead, and a new day began. Hallelujah. Now, King James says, let us rejoice and be glad in it, and most translations of ours do. However, the Hebrew to English translation in the Art Scrolls translates it, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him, because he's the one that brought it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. So it looked like evil had won. Evil didn't win. And it's the same now. It may look like that, but no, no, no. This is the day the Lord has made. This day that you and I are living in, too. It's in the plan of God. And he's told us what to do in it. Rejoice and be glad. And then Psalm 42:5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Or, as King James says, for the help of his countenance. He's going to encourage us out throughout all this word today and encourage whoever we're praying for not to be cast down, to be uplifted in spirit, no matter what we see or hear. And the next statement attests to that. The best is to be uplifted in your spirit. and to remind you to rejoice in me always. Because of the news, you may have been tempted to doubt. And the rest is underlined. Remember that in this prayer with you all, I am the one who shake you up not to let your faith waver. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, don't let your faith waver. And he told us last week, I think it was, a positive attitude is a sign of your faith. So if a positive attitude is a sign of our faith, a negative attitude is a sign that we doubted. Hallelujah. Whew. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff that comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for peace, shalom, and not for evil. To give you an expected end, or some of the newer translations, to give you a future and a hope. This is written to the nations and you, church, that you have a mighty God in this present moment that sees you and knows what's on the other side. Matthew 6:25-33. Therefore I tell you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add an hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Philippians 4:8. Really telling us what to do with our minds here. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, pure, lovely, of good repute, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. You know, folks, you have to make your mind obey. It wants to wander. Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in shalom, shalom, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Every one of those three verses right there is what to do with your mind. Ah, so is the next one. This is a statement, underlined. Get into a positive mindset by giving God thanks and praise. You have a specific way in this prayer with my prophet and friend. All of that is underlined. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. I'm going to look at the Hebrew words. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. That's todah. And his courts with praise. Tehillah. That's prayer and praise. Give thanks to him is yada. Lifting up your hands. And bless his name. Psalm 103, 11 and 12. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his chesed toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Of course, you know, the King James says his mercy. ESV says steadfast love. New American says loving kindness. But it's none of those. So great is his chesed, that's his obligation to keep covenant with those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Why doesn't he say as far as the north is from the south? Because if you travel north from wherever you are, you're going to eventually get to the North Pole, and then you're going to be traveling south. But if you're traveling east from wherever you are, and you continue all the way around the globe, you're always going east. There's no East Pole and West Pole. So that means they never meet, and that's how far he's taken away our transgressions. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct and make straight and plain your paths. I read that from the Amplified. Luke 12:25. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? King James says, can add to his stature one cubit. That's a little different than an hour to his life. Here's how the translation of the Amplified is. And which of you, by being overly anxious and troubled with cares, can add a cubit to his stature or a moment of time to his life? Well, folks, you can actually increase your lifespan. But you can't do it by being overly anxious and troubled. You have to do it by faith and by your actions. The Bible says, the Bible's clear about that. You can do it by your tongue. You can do it by faith, but certainly not by being anxious. My words to help you through your, now the rest of this is underlined, daily trials and tribulations to emphasize that I am with you. The word translated tribulations means pressure from outside. There's always pressure from outside as long as we're in this earth. But thank God he's with us. Bless the Lord. Matthew 7:11. If you then, being evil or natural, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Hallelujah. Now the next is underlined. Focus on positive thinking to remain centered on my words and thinking that will lift you up this morning. All underlined. Well, I would say that that's exactly what this morning is about. Lifting us up, being positive, walking in faith. Now we have one of our favorite faith scriptures, Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. I like it in the King James. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I'm taking that scripture for me and for something that I'm believing for. Personally, of course I take it for the ministry. James 1:2-3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. The time to believe in a higher power and divine being. It is the trust and the confidence in the one who has spiritual foundation and believe in my words and promise. You know, I had the thought when I read this, when Max read it, excuse me.
Yeah.
There's someone who hasn't believed in a higher power and a divine being. And God is using us to pray for that someone. They're about to make a decision. And I feel that this is someone who is very powerful in this world and has been considering, has been, you might say, agnostic. An atheist believes there is no God. An agnostic believes, well, there may be, but I'm not sure. I believe this is a prayer for someone we've lifted up today. And Father, make it known to us who it is, if it be thy will.
Yes.
Because you and I, we all believe in a higher power. We all believe in a divine being. This is not for us. This is for someone else. The time to believe in a higher power and divine being. It is the trust and the confidence in the one who has spiritual foundation. And believe in my words and promise. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. King James says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not make it good? Then underlined. So cut off all your flesh. Look to my spirit. I am the God of all grace who called you. And it's all underlined. Genesis 9:13. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. I saw the most beautiful rainbow yesterday. It was so vivid. Oh, Jesus, it was such a blessing. And now you recall our minds to it. 1 John 3, 2 and 3. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. That's one of the most powerful and promising and encouraging verses, those verses in the whole Bible. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Beloved, we are even here and now God's children. It is not yet disclosed, made clear what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when he comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like him. But we shall see him just as he really is. And everyone who has this hope resting on him cleanses, purifies himself just as he is pure, chaste, undefiled, guiltless. Folks, that says to me that all those who love his appearing, all those who believe that Jesus soon will appear, purify themselves. We judge ourselves. It's a purifying hope, the coming of the Lord. Trust in me. What wonderful, uplifting, glorious scriptures this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Anything you'd like to add, Brother Max?
You know, just like in the end of the prayer, I totally agree with you. It's for somebody, you know, the time to believe in a higher power. And this is just the last statement underlined. He's just telling, because you prayed for the church earlier. I believe he's talking to the church. He's talking to the body of Christ, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So cut off all your flesh. Look to my spirit. I am the God of all grace who called you. I mean, praise the Lord.
It's time to cut off those flesh things.
Yeah. It's time to
purify ourselves. See, that goes with the scripture. And purify ourselves. You know.
And the news. And the news. He started with the news. Look what the president. He had a speech yesterday, the first time, the fifth time in his, you know, second term so far.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many negativities start coming up already this morning about all of that. And he just building us up like, folks, we have Jesus. Praise the Lord. He is speaking to us.
That's right. He is speaking
to us. Yeah.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Praise God, yeah, hallelujah.
Well, I look forward to our afternoon with the Lord and with each other. And that
Amen.
Will be at 15 minutes past the hour. And I want to thank all of you. Oh, I just want to thank all of you who contributed and given. And I'm writing some thank you notes now. I'm not sure I'll get them all written. But just thank you so much. I'm just thankful for everything you have given, for the Yeshua's Love Heals, for our ministry, for Migdal Arbel, and glory to God, hallelujah. It's very humbling to know that God gives everyone a chance, an opportunity to take part in whatever work and ministry on the earth. God has put certain ones in my heart. I will be writing my March. I'm a little late on it, but I'll be writing my March donations today. And I'm thrilled to be a part of those ministries. And I'm thankful for all of you who are part of our ministries, Max's, mine, Migdal Arbel. I'm going over there again. I'm going to see what's happened. Praise the Lord. And Friday of this week, no, I leave Monday. Many people around this city are invited to a free, you know, if you have a ministry or you have a business, the family that owns Sight and Sound Theaters invites you as their guest to see David. I'm so looking forward to seeing that this Friday night. We all dress up. It's a premiere, you know, and we go, and it's really special. I've been studying the life of David in detail, and we're going to go and see that. And remember that I don't want our 800 or so young people to miss getting to see David, who coming here in July. And so if you would send an offering, I think it's going to be about $70 each. It may be a little less, but $70 would probably buy them some. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much it is. I'll find out from Candace how much they're going to have to give. But you send, if you want to send a young person, I think $70 would do it for sure. But you'll have to mark it, and you'll have to say, just put David on there, or put C4C, that's Champion for Christ, and send it. That it may be less. I'll find out for sure. But $60 or $70, I'm sure it will send them, $60 or $70. So if you'd like to send that, because that's in July, and you multiply that times 800, 900, and it gets to be quite a big figure. But it's not so big if you see it as, and one of the wonderful things about it is we send quite a few Native Americans, especially from the Navajo reservation. And so those kids are so thrilled. So praise the Lord, and we thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That as we go, bless the Lord, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And so we'll see you at 12:15 or 15 minutes. I just came from Atlanta. It's going to be 11:15 there, all you WWPs in Atlanta. Hi. And in that area that we saw. So wherever you are in the Netherlands or wherever you are, it's going to be 15 minutes past the hour. And we'll see you then. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.